In 1942, a star was born. Barbra Streisand, or just plain Barbara, singer, actor, director, what hasn't she done? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews her latest masterpiece, a juicy new memoir. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. I've just had the absorbing experience of reading Barbra Streisand's 1,000-page memoir, My Name is Barbra. As the Kirkus reviewer pointed out, when Keith Richards and Bruce Springsteen published memoirs over 500 pages, that seemed long. Reading them, we learned there really was that much to say. Now Streisand, who reportedly spent 20 years on this book, comes in with 1,000 pages. But in addition to telling her life story, her book offers a short course in acting, directing, film editing, sound mixing, lighting, and more, as revealed in detailed accounts of the making of each of her projects. Just one of the many examples is Yentl, a passion project that unfolded over decades, including back and forth with Isaac Bashevis Singer, the author of the story on which the film was based, a tumultuous shoot in the Czech Republic, and a final scene on a ship off the coast of England shot in a dangerous storm, which had to be reshot the next day because there was condensation on the lens blurring the image. As Stephen Sondheim commented about Barbara in one of many tributes quoted here, it's not just the gift, it's the willingness to take infinite pains. That's for sure. And with this book, those pains really pay off. From her childhood in Brooklyn to her 27-year romance with current husband James Brolin, Streisand throws everything she has, including her mother's scrapbook and her own considerable talent as a writer, into developing the characters, settings, conversations, meals, clothes, colors, and numbers of a passionately lived existence. In the process, she puts a Property of Barbara stamp on coffee ice cream, egg rolls, Dusty Rose, Pewter Gray, The Number 24, Donna Karan, Modigliani, and so much more. Among the heroes, her father, who died when she was very young, becoming an ongoing inspiration through his absence, even once managing to send a message through a medium on Long Island. Among the villains, her mother, whose coldness and jealousy was just as consistent. An armada of ex-boyfriends, colleagues, and collaborators are brought fully to life in a tone that captures the feel of her spoken voice by way of Yiddishisms, parenthetical asides, and snappy comments. The end gets a little tribute heavy, but you wouldn't want to miss the day trading, the dog cloning, the generous photo section, or this line, delivered in all seriousness. Looking back, I feel as if I didn't fulfill my potential. If you do choose to listen to the book in audio, you won't get the photo section, but you do get over 50 ad-libs and musical excerpts that make the recording 48 hours long. True fans will cherish every minute. In her throaty voice with her Brooklyn accent, the funny parts are funnier and the intimate parts more intimate. The stories about the evolution of her signature songs and performances are illustrated with audio clips. "What does going down to the stony end even mean?" she demands, before playing an excerpt from her version of Laura Nyro's song. For The Way We Were, she includes clips from a documentary about the film, so we hear the original tune played by the composer on the piano and recordings of different versions of the melody and the lyrics. Too much? Never.
The book is My Name is Barbara by Barbra Streisand. You can find more information about this title and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.